Hello and welcome to Do Well, your guide to wellness and well-being in Suffolk. Hello, I'm Anne, and here we are again, flying the flag of feel good, banging the bongo of balance, singing the song of self-love, and plinking the piano of positivity. And this week's episode is all about positivity. In this week's episode of Do Well, I meet a man who's turned a negative into a positive quite literally and with impressive results. Are you ready? Do well. Hello and welcome back to Do Well. I'm here today with Mr. Bob Jeffers. And Bob has set up a new group aimed at improving wellness of mind, body and spirit. He has set up in a secret location just outside Woodbridge, the Slow Clap Movement. Bob, can I just ask, slow clapping, I had assumed was a form of sarcasm, but you think differently.
It is a form of sarcasm, most definitely. You know, that's the common, you know, we all know it. But our movement is really about taking ownership of the negative and turning it into a positive. It's a positive psychology movement.
Positive psychology. I like the sound of that. How did you come up with this as a concept? And how does it improve wellness is what I'm really interested in.
Yes. So I was giving a talk to a local women's institute on the subject of our relationship with fungi and how fungi are really another great source of wellness, another topic for another day. And I'll be honest, the talk didn't go that well. A bit too detailed, a lot of technical sciencey stuff. And I got slow clapped by the Women's Institute. And it was on the one level, I was kind of crestfallen, but I stood my ground. I stood there and I looked at each one of them in the eye as they slow clapped me. And I found strength. And I found real strength. I thought, if I can stand here with my failed mushroom talk and I can take your slow clapping, then I can do anything.
Bob, I'm trying to put myself in the position of being slow clapped by the WI. I mean, that must be quite an experience.
Well, I mean, as you can see, it's changed everything for me.
I mean, that is harsh. Gosh, the WI are much more harsh than I imagined. When they slow clapped you, how did you turn that round to be a positive thing? I mean, you said you found strength. Did you respond at the time, or did you figure it out later? What happened?
So it was a fairly large lady in an Aran jumper began the slow clap, and no one else joined for a little
bit. Her name wasn't Janet, was it?
I never knew her name.
Okay.
I mean, her.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
She's
doesn't matter.
Burned in my mind, but. So she began the slow clap, no one else joined. And in that moment, I thought, huh, yeah, right. And then someone else joined. And I thought, huh, right. And then they all started doing it. And I just thought, right then. Like, it wasn't a big jump. It was almost the same thought, but it just flipped.
So it's quite organic.
Yeah. And I mean, I suppose I should add, it turned into a 25-minute slow clap.
Goodness me.
Yeah. I mean, they wanted to slow clap me out of the building and they could see I was resisting. I didn't say anything. They didn't say anything. But I mean, my health has transformed. I have no mental health issues anymore. I'm stronger. I'm slightly taller now as a result.
You're taller.
I'm taller. Yeah. I stand taller. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's improved your posture as well.
Everything. Here's the thing, Anne. We're far more resilient than we think. If you put yourself to the test and you get through it and you realise, well, what is a clap? It's a sound and a movement of air. Accompanied by a deep sarcasm and cynicism. But
sure, I mean,
you can take it.
25 minutes of being slow clapped by the WI. I think if you can get through that, like you say, that is that does show incredible human strength and resilience. So
Yes.
Goodness. I mean, I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. Did you cry? I feel like I'm welling up now thinking about it.
No. I finished it with a bow, is how I finished.
Brilliant.
Because I thought to myself, you know, if you don't want a local amateur mycologist, it's a mushroom scientist, to give you a talk, don't invite one along, you know? So, no, I've taken great strength from it. And obviously now that we have a regular Monday night group.
Tell me about the movement and how you got others involved. How do you get people to withstand being slow clapped?
Hmm. Yeah, well, we've tried various different approaches to this. And I think now we've got the methodology just right. So we began really with, we'd get people to just tell us their name and we'd slow clap them. Not much personal investment in that. But people didn't really react to that. And then we got them to tell us a kind of just a life story. And then again, we'd slow clap afterwards, long slow claps, you know, not just a minute or so, a good 5 minutes of solid slow clapping. But people actually dealt with it pretty well. So now we have our key phrase as always, what is your proudest achievement?
Okay.
And so people will tell us, you know, this is my proudest achievement. And then we will slow clap the hell out of that. We really do. Yeah.
Excuse me, Bob.
In fact, you know, like, and the other thing we found, which is this is the real delight, is that the slow clap can get slower. When you really get into it, you get to the kind of tantric level, where it's almost like it's one clap a minute, and the person's even unsure: are you still clapping or not?
So you probably now could withstand hours of being slow clapped.
Anything. Yeah.
Doesn't bother you.
I can take a one clap every 24 hours. I can handle that.
So, okay, we've talked about this. I feel like I might be ready to give it a go.
Okay. You're stronger than you think.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And just to coach you through this, because you'll be on your own during the clap. At first, you'll be owning your achievement, saying, wait, no, what? That was good. And then you'll have doubts. You'll go through the chasm of despair. You'll be like, oh, goodness me, they're right. I'm useless, this is no good. And then you'll come back up into owning it again and going, you know what? Keep your slow clap. So that's you're likely to have the clap curve.
Are you going to monitor my emotions throughout the experience, or are you just literally going to slow clap me and look at me?
It's really important that I disconnect emotionally from you.
So right,
you will be alone.
Okay, God, goodness, right, okay. So I just need to tell you something that I'm quite proud of.
Proudest.
Is proudest of. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So here we go. when I was 7, I was chosen to sing on my own in front of the whole school. And I was the youngest person ever to stand up in assembly and sing my own version of the theme tune to the sitcom Butterflies, Love is Like a Butterfly. I was quite proud of that.
Cry it out, Anne, cry it out if you need to.
Goodness, it really does bring up some quite painful emotions. How long have we been going, Bob? Oh, he's disconnected from me.
There you go, Anne.
Are we done?
I adjusted my clap a little there at the end for you. I started to emotionally connect, and I see you needed a little lift of a kind. But how was that for you?
Well, I've got to say, it's not something I want to repeat in a hurry, Bob, but I'm trying to visualize myself standing up to the clap and being more resilient. Goodness. I mean, I have to say that, listeners, this is not, it's not for the faint-hearted.
No, indeed not. No. But Anne, you made it through that clap.
Yeah.
You could do another one. You could go longer, I think. You know, it's the perseverance that pays off.
And I'd like to thank you for for giving me the clap. But yeah, like I said, oh goodness, I mean, I'm having such an adrenaline rush right now.
Yeah.
The shame, Bob, is what I'm really feeling. I'm still struggling to find the wellness benefits, but I feel like the slow clap movement, as the name suggests, is something where you have to play the long game. Am I right?
It is a long game, very much. And then, I mean, if I wasn't clear on the wellness benefit, let me just, narrow the focus for a moment then. It's clearing the energy channels. All those blocks, the grief, the sadness, the shame, they build up, things get dammed up behind them. And a really strong experience of shame, humiliation, surfacing all that guilt, personal doubt, and coming through it is it's like building a bridge over a blocked road.
Thank you for that illuminating analogy there, Bob. It's been a pleasure to meet you, and I might just go home, and I'm not going to lie, I'll probably have a little cry in the car on the way home. The slow clap movement meets on a Monday in, unfortunately, a secret location just outside Woodbridge. Thank you very much, Bob Jeffers. Do well, Bob.
Do well.
Ooh, blimey. If that doesn't give you food for thought, I don't know what will. Oh, he's still going. Who'd have thought that sarcasm is the route to wellness? Takes all sorts, yeah? Thank you for listening. And until next time, do well.